Chapter 89. Burst with Glee. You may or may not remember where we left off, as much water under the bridge since then. On the other hand, time does fly, and Chapter 88 feels like yesterday. So Melody has, unfortunately, lanced her foot with heavy iron bar designed for digging, a mishap at work. You know what happens when you let the mind wander, leaving the body temporarily unattended. Let's not dwell. Impossible to undo the thing already done. As much as we might want to, let's not dwell on how long Mel remained like that, crouching low and holding the metal bar as still and vertical as she could until it was finally extracted. Or what happened when it was? Surely everyone has seen enough of that kind of thing on television, in the emergency zone, or on some unsuspecting and completely innocent intersection, where two cars have just collided and set the street awash with sudden silence and regret. The bitumen glittering in a halo of broken peace of mind and shattered glass. No, let's not dwell. Let's pick it up again when she has been stripped, needled, and doped up on something. In a green surgical gown on a pre-op trolley in a hospital corridor. The fluorescent tubes float above her like eels. And incidental sounds have grown in stature to major operatic works. That is to say, she is completely absorbed by the squeak of trolley wheels and the chit-chat of orderlies. It appears to her that these are not simply incidental sounds, but revelations. Pain has subsided from mallet blow and axe to the sensation of the most delicate feather being drawn through the inside of her foot and leg, right up her spine. Everything, she is saying to herself, everything is everything. It has become her mantra. But before she can divulge or discover what everything is, she slips off the edge of consciousness and wafts in an environment so appealing that her heart is ready to burst with glee. But fortunately for us, our hearts do not do such a thing. However, they do appear to feast and thrive on glee. They ripen and unfurl like lilies in spring, mature and sweeten like lush late summer figs. In any case, we are not interested in her heart right now. She is pale and inactive there, turned to wax on the operating table as surgeon and nurse scrub out the wound and inflict strategic incisions to reorganize fragments of bone. I promised not to go into this kind of detail, but here we are, well immersed. As luck will have it, Melody is far from there now. She is flying across a sea, just her. No plane. The sea is poured and smoothed beautifully like molten wax, like infinite paving polished to the utmost perfection. The edge of land below her is crisply cut, though dissolving in places into the shallows, turgid and deranged, in an expression of release, or is it despair? Then melody is moving over snow-capped Alps. Below, the clouds have become islands, and the islands floating on the sea like clouds. A writhing river of mercury shines down there too. It is early in the morning, and the sun is playing tricks with its mirrors. Tiny freighters scattered here and there on the sea, all headed in different directions. Melody turns her head this way and that, taking it all in, amazed, and, like we said, heart ready to burst with glee.